All right, so let's go on with this in the diffusive transport regime to discuss the Hall effect experiment. This is the geometry of the Hall effect experiment. You have some material, and you push a current through it. So with this voltage, you push a current in the x direction through it. And there's a magnetic field, so the magnetic field is in the z direction, which is like this. And then perpendicular to the current and the magnetic field, you measure the voltage. So this is the Hall voltage perpendicular to the other two. And I have here on the right the equations, which are just the x component, the y component, and the z component of the force in the diffusive transport regime. But I solve them for the velocity. So this is the x component of the drift velocity, the y component, and the z component. There is, if I put a voltmeter across the sample like this, then a voltmeter, a perfect voltmeter, takes no current. So that it measures the voltage, but it draws no current. And a real voltmeter always draws a little current, but a perfect voltmeter would not draw any current, which means that the velocity, the y velocity of the electrons has to be zero. If there was not zero y velocity, then the current would have to go somewhere. It would be building up. So if we set this equal to zero, then I just have these two terms, and the electric charge cancels out, the mass cancels out, the scattering time cancels out, and the condition you get is that the electric field in the y direction is the magnetic field in the z direction times the velocity in the x direction, which I've written here. So this equation reduces to something like this. And the electric field in the y direction is the Hall voltage divided by this width. So in the experiment, you can measure the width W here, and you measure this voltage, and from those two, you calculate the electric field. So this combination is the Hall voltage divided by the width, and the velocity is related to the current density in the x direction by just saying that the current density is the charge density divided by the electron charge. It's because there are electrons, it's traveling in the opposite direction. So I can eliminate this velocity with the current density, which is something I can measure. I can measure the Hall voltage, and I can measure the current density, and I know the magnetic field, and I get then a combination of things. Here's the Hall voltage I can measure, and here's the current density and the magnetic field, and they're related by something called the Hall constant. And if you just compare these equations, the Hall constant should be minus 1 over the electron density times the electron charge. And so if you do a Hall effect experiment, what it tells you is what's the electron density in this material. And people have done this for...